This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. I saw this headline and I had to share. millennials, and again, boy, millennials get a bad rap. I like millennials. I like them a lot. I work with millennials, you know, as I teach medical students. I think millennials are pretty damn cool. But they do get a bad rap because, you know, the generation above them or older than them or before them, it's kind of the generation of liking to, you know, make fun of people. That's my generation. We give people crap, we razz them, we rib them, I don't know all the different terminology now. That's just what we do. So the millennials are getting beat up on pretty badly by us older folk. But in this latest headline by Daily Mail, they say millennials shy away from haggling on big purchases like cars and homes. They don't like to haggle or talk down price. One quarter admits They would rather have mom and dad do the haggling for them. And can I also add, I would say, and three quarters would just rather mom and dad pay for it. Okay, sorry, I like the millennials, sorry. So, they say the millennial generation might be independent adults making their way in the world, but a new survey shows very few young people feel comfortable haggling their way through major financial purchases. Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. It's not their fault. They say one in four millennials would rather have mommy or daddy around to do the negotiations for them. I don't know if my boys would have me do the negotiation. I think they would. No, my boys wouldn't. My boys would be like, well, I don't care. My mom's paying for it anyway. Fine. I'd be like, oh, hell no. You're paying for it. And if you don't want to pay that price, you're going to have to talk it down. My kids were so shocked. Somebody was trying to, when we were in Belize, push these things. You know, whenever you are offered things to buy on the street, you know, there's always asking price, and you never take asking price. You negotiate. And I was firm with my negotiation. It was a kid. But I was going to buy a lot of stuff. And so I was firm, and my kids were looking at me like, Mom, this is a kid. You're talking down a kid. I'm like, watch. And apparently, when I looked at another store, I paid the exact same that I would have at that store. So the kid was asking for high, but I gave him enough where I think he made good money. But I did. I haggled with a kid. And my kids looked at me like, say what? You know, kids are different in other foreign countries. Okay, I'm a doctor, so kids are kids. I love kids. I'll take care of them like I would, you know, my own. Kids are awesome. However, for those of us in a foreign country, we need to be very wary of the kid. The pediatric population is used for many crimes in foreign countries. When I was in Europe, when I was in Italy, everybody said, be careful of the kids. I was like, why? What are the kids going to do? They're going to spread germs? No. Kids are the ones that do the pickpocketing. They will run into you because it's a kid. You know, you're not going to really chase after it. They're kids. Kids will bang into you. Another kid will, like, be, like, one kid will, how some of these scams work is one kid will be doing a baton or showing you a toy or asking you to buy something and distracting you while another kid picks your pocket. They're kids. So I am very wary of the kid. So my kids looked at me like I was cold-blooded, but I'm like, no, okay, I'm not going to be taken. I could buy this at a store. I want to give this kid money, but I'm not going to pay more than what I pay at a store. Okay? Kid looks well-fed. Kid didn't look like he was impoverished. Kid looked like he was doing good. He's a kid. It's not that very, very interesting. So anyway, the new research suggests that the art of the deal is not what it once was. 7 in 10 say they avoid haggling when trying to buy something like a house, car, or other large purchase. It's a problem. They say shifting consumer expectations that focus more on a great experience than haggling over price are in large part a driver of this changing mindset. Now, I think it's because it's the whole social media age. They say the vast majority of the 2000 millennial respondents surveyed admit that they feel much more comfortable when someone backing them is in the haggling process. Who do they want by their side? Mommy or daddy? If not, maybe a spouse? It stresses people out to negotiate a bargain. I don't know. I don't know. Because my millennial students, boy, do they haggle over their grades. Boy, do they haggle over their grades. I'm like, are you kidding me? They say, in addition to feeling overwhelmed or being stressed and trying to haggle, 45% admit to avoiding it entirely because they want to keep things simple. You know, there's that commercial with that big yellow balloon thingy that you see at car dealerships. You guys see that commercial with this big yellow tall balloon thing is at one car dealership, then goes to another car dealership, then goes to another car dealership, comes home to their family of other balloon thingies, and then buys a car online. You go click, 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 you buy your car online. I love that commercial. I told my husband, I go, next time we buy a car, let's do that. I mean, I got suckered in, and I'm not a millennial. I'm a tad bit older than millennial, just tad. That'd be so nice to just online purchase. That's why millennials don't want to haggle. They are being guaranteed a low price because the internet tells them it's a low price. They hit the shopping button. They could see what they want to buy. They pick the cheapest. They hit that. Then they pay, make it up for shipping. They pay extra shipping. They think they got a good deal. We all do that. And you want to know what? The art of the deal may not really be an art anymore because everything is online. We're going to be losing a lot of retail stores. See, also, when we were younger, you would buy things from people who own stores, mom and pop shops. So you would say, look, you know, can I, you know, what would you sell this to me for? But now you walk into a Best Buy, nobody's going to, they go, look, we're not authorized to, you know, change the price. It's just what it is. Remember going into a Sears, we could get a discount. I'll get you this TV for cheaper. I'll get you this washer and dryer for cheaper. That's what salesmen used to do. So these other generations, they don't know that. My parents' generation, that's all they did was haggle. Oh, things are different. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this was interesting. Apparently, we have spices in our cabinet that are probably expired. And they could last anywhere from, I believe, 6 months to 3 years. I think I have cinnamon and parsley in there from the Bush administration. I swear. And so I found this article through the Mail Online that talks about how to tell if you need to throw out your spices. Found that very, very interesting. Spices shouldn't spoil or go bad, but they may lose flavor over time. And I do think they do have bacteria growing on them. I don't think it would hurt to swap them out. So according to Frank Proto, a chef instructor at the Institute of Culinary Education, they say expired spices should not hurt you, but they just won't taste as good. And he has outlined a shelf life for each of the four main categories of spices. Ground spices can last up to a year. Dried leaves and flowers, up to a year. I wonder what dahlias taste like. I don't even know if I've seen a dahlia in real life. I probably wouldn't eat it. My guess is it would be really, it would leave such a bad aftertaste. That would be my guess. Whole spices, 1 to 2 years. And whole seeds and roots will last from 2 to 3 years. They say going through your spice collection once a year is often enough to make sure that everything is still in good use. Now, they say most containers have a best buy date, but that date isn't always reliable. Rob Patterson, head of business development at Spices, Inc., recommends using the sniff test. The easiest way to tell if your spices need to be replaced is if they lost their aroma. When you buy a new bag of ground cumin, take a big whiff of that smell and try to remember it. Then in a few months when you go to use it again and you aren't sure, shake the bag and then open it. If it doesn't have that big, robust smell, it probably won't have the flavor. That makes sense. Then they also say only buy what you could use in the prescribed period of time. See, I don't do that. When I buy spices, I buy bulk. Because that's how Sam's Club or, you know, Walmart sells it. So I buy a big super gulp size of rosemary. I don't cook with rosemary, but I want to get more value for my dollar, so I buy the big, huge container. You guys know the containers I'm talking about with the red caps, and they're in plastic. It's like something you would see nuts in. They're big containers. So they say spices that are common recipe additions, like your garlic, your chili powder, your cinnamon, those can be bought in larger quantities because you're probably going to use them before the expiration. But your seasonal spices, the fancier, schmancier stuff, maybe not. So spices for pumpkin pie are usually brought out only around the holidays. So buy those in smaller containers. Yeah. Mr. Proto says he sometimes has to split spice purchases with his friends. So they're less likely to go to waste. Ah, see? Okay, I don't know if that's something we could do in my neighborhood. There is no way I can ask my neighbor to buy the paprika. And then I split the paprika with my neighbor. My neighbor does not want my stupid butt to come over to his house asking for the paprika. Can I borrow some sugar? That's really how they used to do it. They would borrow sugar and stuff. They would borrow, I'm cooking and I need paprika. Do you have any? That's just something you don't see. I kind of miss those days, don't you? You could go to your neighbor's house and ask for something in their fungi and mold infested cabinet to add to your food and you didn't care. Buy spices whole and grind them yourself in a coffee maker. Whole spices are cheaper than ground ones and they last longer. They say if you want the absolute best quality spice, you can go ahead, get the whole product and grind as necessary. This gives you both the freshest flavor and the best bang for your buck because you can usually purchase it in larger sizes, knowing that you can keep it for longer. As soon as the spice is harvested or picked, the freshness begins deteriorating. They say as soon as it's ground, that timeline is accelerated substantially because there's less surface area, more exposure to the air. Spice grinders are $75, but a coffee grinder will do the trick. Don't store spices near the stove. Well, too late. That's where the cabinet is. Because heat, sunlight, and moisture. Some of you guys have your medicines downstairs in your kitchen. Don't be doing that. The kitchen's a hot place. Put it in the bedroom. Nothing happens in the bedroom. Yeah. The bedroom never heats up in my house. Everybody wants their space with close proximity to where they cook. So you have your spices right there. But that'll shorten the shelf life. If you refrigerate and freeze spices, that's not good either. Because you don't want to trap moisture. So a cool, dry place. All right, boy, I'm no cooking expert. But I think I did a damn good job with that segment. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A very interesting story was this medieval woman who was found buried while pregnant, but appeared to have given birth in her coffin. It's very interesting. Italian archaeologists have uncovered a medieval grave containing the remains of a woman buried near Bologna, Italy, or Bologna. And there was a 38-week-old fetus lying between her legs. That would be a full-term fetus. Researchers believe that the fetus extruded after the burial, or what we call coffin birth. Teams from the universities of Ferrara and Bologna say that the child's leg bones possibly never made it out of the pelvic cavity, but the upper torso and the head did. So this fetus was basically partially delivered. Now, they say the mother's skeletal remains showed a forehead that was cut and a little 5-millimeter hole adjacent to that. So they think what happened is she had a primitive form of skull surgery. Not that she was tortured or anything like that, but what they think happened is she might have had hypertension in pregnancy or signs and symptoms of eclampsia. She might have been seizing, so they knew to relieve pressure from the brain. We believe this didn't work and she died. She was pregnant at the time of her death. And they say around 2 to 5 days after the death of the pregnant woman, they believe there was something called postmortem fetal extrusion, where there was a buildup of gas pressure inside the body, and it forced the fetus to be ejected from the vaginal canal. Now, the fetus, they say, had already died when the mother was buried. So this wasn't a baby that was born alive by any means. And so if you're pregnant and at term and the baby is, you know, vertex, meaning head down, there was possibly the possibility that gas built up, they think, not so much the cervix because it's thick, but the uterus. They think that the uterus might have had a thinning of the wall. The gas blew through that. The baby then was able to go through the uterus and down the vaginal canal. See, for somebody like me that's really into, you know, historical and old medicine and stuff like that, I just find this really, really cool. It's sad. It's heartbreaking that it happened, but it happened. They say this was first uncovered back in 2010 when archaeologists found the strange middle-age burial in Imola, Italy. It suggested a proper intentional burial. However, they discovered a pile of bones below the pelvis of the skeletal remains of the woman. Further investigation was discovered, and they believe that the woman was anywhere between 25 and 35 years old. So, fascinating. Scary stuff, though. You know, you wonder now at this day and age how people did years ago and how they, like one of my favorite tools that I had brought on Pawn Stars, I loved it so much that after I sold it on Pawn Stars, I bought another one, was a tonsillectomy tool. And this tonsillectomy tool was, it has a little fork to hold the tonsil. Remember, surgery was done during Civil War times, a lot of times still with you sitting up. It's because they didn't want the tonsil to fall to the back of the throat. They couldn't get it. So they would fork, there's a little fork, you know, fork the tonsil, and then there was a little guillotine. And you would slide the tonsil through the guillotine, and then you would push the apparatus to slice off the tonsil. And then they would have to cauterize the back of the throat because of the bleeding. Now, that's how they performed tonsillectomies in the 1800s. And if you watch, it's the tonsillectomy tool on Pawn Stars. There should be some YouTube videos of that. Very cool stuff. But not so cool for the patients. There was a lot of things they did, like amputations. These little mini balls during the Civil War would just shatter bones. So you couldn't put the bone back together. So you'd have to amputate. And when you would amputate, you'd leave extra skin so that the skin could cover the bone. And you would sew it up, and then you would release the patient. You would have to have a little area for drainage. Unfortunately, you could get infection in there. And, you know, this was done with people drinking, you know, a lot of times whiskey or something, if they didn't have any ether or chlorophyll. Scary stuff, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember when I reviewed with you guys cardiac risk factors? I know, that was fun. Boy, don't we have a good old time on this show. So remember we talked about what could put you at risk for heart disease? If you've ever had a heart attack, that'll probably increase your risk for having another. There's a family history of heart disease. If you have diabetes, if you have cholesterol issues, if you have high blood pressure, if you smoke, if you are obese, lack of inactivity, if you are a male over 40, female over 50, although now they change it to male over 45, female over 55. And I had added short stature. Because years ago, there was a study saying that if you were a shorter man, you would be at higher risk for heart disease. Taller people tended to be at higher risk for cancers. Shorter men seem to be at higher risk for heart disease. Now, that's not to say tall men couldn't also get heart disease. But another study has come out looking at your height and its role in heart disease. Now, heart disease, there's a variety of different heart diseases. Okay, with short men, heart attacks are more common. But in older men, I'm sorry, older men, they may have irregular heartbeats, like atrial fibrillation. So, they say scientists have looked at whether height increases or decreases risk of cardiovascular diseases for decades. In several cases, they found connections. For instance, research suggests taller people suffer more from a type of irregular heartbeat called the atrial fibrillation, which we talked about, that boop, 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 where the electricity is a little bit more chaotic as opposed to a nice rhythmic flow of electricity allowing a nice rhythmic beat. And so this atrial fibrillation could put you at higher risk for stroke, which we talked about a few days ago. Marfan syndrome, which is a connective tissue disorder and collagen disorder, which they thought Abraham Lincoln had. And now they're saying, nah, Abraham Lincoln might have had a morphinoid. But anyway, that could come with heart valve problems and abnormalities of the aorta. All right? And that would be for taller people. Now, a study in 2015 found shorter people were more likely to suffer from coronary artery disease, which could cause heart attacks. And a study in the American Heart Association's journal Stroke in February found that short children face increased risk for stroke as adults. The study author had said growth during this period of childhood is not significantly associated with either of the stroke subtypes, suggesting that underlying mechanisms linking height with risk of stroke may exert their influence already by early childhood. So, that study looked at 300,000 Danish schoolchildren born over nearly six decades. And the researchers noted that boys and girls who were 2 to 3 inches shorter than average when they were between ages 7 and 13 were at increased risk during their adult years of clot-related or ischemic stroke in both sexes and a bleeding or hemorrhagic stroke in men. Now remember, there's two types of stroke, guys. You got the ischemic and you got the hemorrhagic. The most common one is the ischemic or the clot. The hemorrhagic is when you have a bleed to the brain. What a stroke means is lack of blood flow and oxygen to a part of the brain. That can happen by a clot or the blood vessel bleeding around the brain area and not feeding it. So, they say despite studies over many decades looking at height and health, there's still a lot unknown about how it intersects. What is the definition of short? What is the definition of tall? In the stroke study, the average height at age 7 was about 4 feet for both boys and girls. But then, if you're interviewing an adult and you're asking them how tall were you, how do they know how tall they were? In 2010, there was a meta-analysis of 52 studies looking at more than 3 million men and women. And they found that shorter people had a higher risk of having deadly heart disease than tall people. And we knew that. That's what we talked about years ago on my show. But they said the studies were observational and didn't prove cause and effect. So let's look at the Seinfeld gang, right? You have Jerry Seinfeld, who's, let's say, medium to tall. You have Kramer, who's tall. Then you have Elaine and George Alexander, or Elaine and George. Okay, his name is Jason Alexander. Sorry, George Costanza, who appears short. We would say George is considered a short man because he was the size of Elaine, and Elaine is short. So, compared to other women. So, George looks like a short man. Kramer looks very tall. He almost hits his head on things. He's tall. He's a lot taller than Newman, and he's taller than Seinfeld. So, according to these meta-analyses and the data leading up to now, George Costanza would be at higher risk for a heart attack, God forbid, and Kramer would be more at risk for Marfan's. Marfan's, also your arm length from fingertip to fingertip, would be longer than your head to toe. There's a way to tell. There's some things they could do in genetic testing. But then Kramer would be more at risk for atrial fibrillation. Bigger heart, more room for the electricity to go. Who knows? So it's interesting. It's, you know. So what does that mean for you and I? I hate talking about things like that because there is absolutely nothing you can do to change your height. What you can do, however, is if you are a little bit on the shorter side, you should probably make sure you're getting your heart checked. And ask your cardiologist about your risks for heart disease. If you're tall, you should also be getting your heart checked. So, if you're short, tall, or medium height, get your heart checked. That's the moral. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Fox News is reporting that obesity is tied to shorter life and overweight people more years with heart disease. Again, that's probably a typo. They say obese people have shorter lives And even those who are just overweight spend more years living with heart disease than individuals who are of healthy weight. So for those of you going, well, no, duh, I'm in agreement. Okay? Having extra weight does not help the heart. I know there's been a lot of talk about being healthy, an obese, healthy person. Chris Christie said to, where was it on the Today Show, on the Tonight Show, I'm the healthiest fat guy you've ever met. Hopefully he is. Hopefully he doesn't have high cholesterol or diabetes. But for many people, that extra weight is not healthy. Researchers examined data on more than 190,000 adults from 10 different studies conducted in the U.S. over the past 7 decades that looked at weight and other factors that can influence the risk of heart disease. None of the participants of cardiovascular disease really joined the studies, but at least 70% of men and about 60% of women age 40 and older were overweight or obese. For middle-aged men aged 40 to 59, the odds of having a stroke, heart attack, heart failure, or death from cardiovascular causes was 21% higher for overweight individuals than for those in normal weight. That's a lot of odds, 21% higher for heart failure, heart attack, stroke. Overweight middle-aged women had 32% higher odds of having a heart condition or dying from it. Middle-aged people, if they're obese, men were 67% more likely to have a heart attack, stroke, heart failure, or cardiovascular death. And women, 85% higher. If you are extremely obese, middle-aged men had tripled the risk of having a heart condition or dying from it compared to normal weight men, and extremely obese middle-aged women had more than twice the risk of normal weight women. So that's a problem. Obesity or excess body in the fat in the body could increase the risk of heart disease. All right, so how do we lose weight? Well, that's toughy. You know, there was an article saying short bursts of exercise may be as beneficial as a regular workout. You know, 20 minutes may not cut it. But if you do some intense 20 minutes, it could. Now, I don't want to recommend anybody doing intense workouts until your heart doctor says your heart can handle it. And remember, a few years ago, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommended at least 150 minutes of moderately intensity aerobic physical activity on a weekly basis, making note that exercise should be in 10-minute spurts, because intervals shorter than this do not have the same health benefits. This study, however, from Professor William Krause in Duke University School of Medicine, says, well, you know, that maybe these shorter spurts are fine. In a 3-year period, they looked at 4,800 adults who are 40 years or older, and they wore these devices called accelerometers, and they tracked how often they moved, and they found that those that got less than 20 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity were at higher risk of death, but those who got 60 to 99 minutes a day were half as likely to have died, and those who got 100 or more minutes per day were 3/4 less likely to have died. But they found that accumulated minutes of exercise, even if they were 5 or 10 minutes in duration, gave still the same benefit. So what does that mean you do? Just means you exercise. I don't know what to make of it. It's too much math for me. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhowe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told that Cigna, the insurer, Cigna, has reduced opioid use by 25%. Cigna, one of America's largest health insurers, said it has reduced the use of prescription opioids among its members by 25%. That's amazing. How do they know? They said the percent reduction had been set as a goal in May 2016 by the $41.6 billion Bloomfield, Connecticut-based firm. But Cigna had expected to take 3 years to reduce opioid prescriptions that much. Instead, it did it in two. I am very cautiously congratulatory at this point. Very cautiously congratulatory. I'd like to interview a Cigna insurer or one of the insured to find out exactly what's going on. They say a big part of this chapter of the intensity of our focus was to reduce the risk for future onset of addiction by decreasing the number of people and decreasing the availability of these highly addictive opioids. That's according to David Cordani, Cigna's chief executive officer. Well, good. I love insurers taking apart and helping, you know, with health crises that we have. That's very, very cool. Right, but again, very cautiously congratulatory at this point. They say the 25% figure takes into account both the number of opioids prescribed by doctors treating patients covered by Cigna, their strength, via a measure of the morphine equivalent doses, and a more potent drug like OxyContin would represent a higher number of these morphine equivalent doses, these MEDs. And opioid prescriptions have been dropping nationwide, but they are looking at the number of opioids prescribed by their doctors. And Cigna said that the reduction was not caused by denying claims for the opioids, but by its staff physicians carefully reaching out to doctors to make sure they understood how their prescribing behavior compared to the recommendations of the CDC and the behavior of other prescribers. So there was some phone calls or emails made to doctors about the prescribing. Oh, we're watching you sort of thing. Maybe that's necessary. Maybe it's not. Quote, the ability for physicians to understand how their prescribing patterns align with the standards really allows physicians to understand their patterns better and ultimately provide the best care for their patients. That's according to Douglas Nemesek, chief medical officer for Cigna's behavioral health business. Now, yeah, I've got some points to make, but let me finish with this report from Forbes. David Gerlink, a health policy researcher at the University of Toronto, writes via email that there is no doubt doctors have prescribed opioids freely over the past 20 years, and that there is little doubt that fewer patients starting the medicines at lower doses will pay health dividends. But he worries about patients who have become dependent on high doses of opioids. They say the 25% reduction in opioid prescribing exposes them to the potential risk of opioid withdrawal if the doctor, for whatever reasons, lowers their doses unilaterally too quickly. That can in turn increase the risk that you'll become addicted. You take away the narcotics too quickly, it can throw someone in withdrawal, and they will never want to go off their narcotics because withdrawal is worse than sometimes what they're treating with the pain medicine to begin with. Nemesek said Cigna really worked at making sure patients receive appropriate evidence-based care for addiction, which is good. So it includes removing requirements that physicians get prior approval before prescribing drugs like Suboxone, which helps patients stop using opioids. Nemesek also says that it's too early to tell if the new initiatives, what those have on patients in terms of seeking help with opioid dependence. So, I'm a little concerned because the one thing I think happened with this, and again, don't quote me, this is my suspicion, is if a doctor wrote a prescription for more than 30 pills, let's say. This is just me pulling that out of my retroperitoneum. Okay, this didn't happen. But this is a suspicion I have. If a doctor usually wrote 120 pills, the pharmacy might say, nope. Would you rather write a shorter amount? And then if the patient needs a refill, they could get a refill. Now, that's something I did in my practice for years. I would only write 30 pills. If they needed a refill, they could come back and get a refill. If I thought, you know, you're having some orthopedic issues, maybe go to an orthopedist rather than, you know, getting constant prescriptions. And I had just, that was just the way I managed it as a family medicine doctor, because I'm not a pain management doctor. But other doctors out there that might have written for 120 pills might have been asked to not go back to down to the 30 or 20 pills or whatever. That's okay. An insurance company could do that. That might not be okay for the patient. If you have a copay, and every time you go to a pharmacy, you have to pay that said copay, and 120 tablets would get you through the next month or two. Now, mind you, that's a lot. I don't like writing that much because that means that person is on chronic pain medicines, and I'm not the one that can adequately treat chronic pain. I could treat acute pain very well. I don't know how to manage chronic pain. I don't. So I would refer those patients out to a pain specialist. That was the best thing I could do for them. But you have a lot of people out there that don't have a pain management doctor at their disposal. They don't have the time or the money to see a specialist. And their doctor may be very good at managing chronic pain. When to take the dose before you hit your high pain peak. Make sure the trough of the medication is at a certain level. And there are some people that are really, really good at the pharmacokinetics, the pharmacology of the pain medications. And these primary care doctors and medical providers have every right to prescribe pain medication. And if you are a patient that is on limited income and you are being treated for chronic pain and you getting a large bottle to tie you over so you don't have to keep running back to the pharmacy does the trick. And now all of a sudden your doctor says, nah, I can only write you for a smaller bottle. So you have to keep coming back or you have to keep going to the pharmacy and paying another copay. That's a problem. You know, I feared in the way beginning that patients would get mad at me because I would write 30 pills, and if they had to come back, they'd have to come back, pay copay and all that. But I didn't want them to pay the copay with me. If they needed more medication than what I gave them, their next visit should be with the specialist. So let's say you broke your arm. You need to see an orthopedist. Let me give you pain medication today. I x-rayed you. Let's get you casted. Get you to an ER if it's a more complex fracture. If you had a real bad sprain, let me splint it. Give you your pain medication. But now you follow up with your orthopedic doctor. Don't waste your money coming back here. You need to see an orthopedic doctor for this. If he wants to give you pain medicine for if when my 30 run out, that's fine. And the 30 pills would last long enough till they did see the orthopedic doctor. You break something. You need to be in the orthopedic doctor that day or tomorrow. So that wasn't a problem. Somebody had a pulled back. They pulled their back out. 30 pills would last them for a few days. It'd give them some muscle relaxant, give them some anti-inflammatories. Anti-inflammatories it could give longer. Usually the anti-inflammatories did even better than the pain medication. If after 5 or 6 days they still had issues and that pain didn't go away, now we've got to look at into other modalities. Do we need physical therapy? Do we need chiropractic? Do we need an orthopedist? If you still need that much pain control, between a muscle relaxant, an anti-inflammatory, and a pain pill, after a week, which the 30 pills roughly got you to, that injury could be a pretty bad injury. I hated writing a prescription and not seeing a person for months if it was something that really had to be followed up on. If the back strain went away after a few days and they felt better, then they didn't need all their medication. So there was rarely a time I had to write for more than 30 pills. So, Cigna stepping in, good for them, would try to help, but I hope these patients aren't now paying extra copays when they shouldn't have to. 1-877-DOC-GOLLY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.